It's Drill 5 Radio through an internet blast. On your digital platch, international podcast. You sit down with a tall glass, take it from brass. You can learn a little something, have a good laugh. Now if you're late to this party, don't forget, they got episodes on deck for you to check. The archive deep, lit like car lights beat. You ain't seen this much exposure since Cardi B. Hey, plugging the scene like plumbers on pipe leaks, running their numbers up, shows drop weekly, guests from everywhere, but they still rep home team. 305, not just a name, they promoting. So relax, put your feet up, smoke some of your re-up, enjoy the show with the exclusive meetup. Yeah, Dade County, know the style. It's Struck and Dre Mav on your radio dial.
On Dre 05 Radio,
they on that
Dre 05 Radio.
Struck and Dre Mav on your radio dial.
All right. Now, we are back in the house. We're back in the building. We are back from our break. We got Juice. Juice, you've done so much. Introduce yourself, man.
How y'all doing, man? Listen, thank you for having me on here. And been wanting to do this for a long time.
Word. Hey, listen, man, I'm glad to have you on here. And you're not here by yourself today, so
No.
You got the squad pulling up right now.
The squad's here. My man Yuli right there.
Hold up. Oh, you got him on. Okay. All right, bet. Yo, one. Oh, there we go.
Got Juice in the building. That's man. What's up.
That's the champ here.
All right. So,
305 Dre. Radio.
305 Leo. Radio.
Yeah, I miss you guys, man.
Welcome back.
You guys put me on when I had never done an interview in my life. I appreciate you guys. Like, you don't even know.
That
thank
is
you,
what's
man.
Up. Yo, and congratulations on your podcast.
Thank you.
Don't blink, bitches.
Don't blink,
hey,
mofo.
Let me tell you, that was one of my favorite podcasts when I did it with Yuli.
Yeah,
that's what's
up.
Blink.
Yeah. That
shit was a vibe, bro.
Yo, right. My man, we did three rounds.
That's right.
Came to the station. We just chilled. And yo, I'll be honest, man. I was so thrilled to see that you made that podcast.
Thank you.
Because I was like, yo, after the first time with us, you were like, yo, I really like this. I think I could do this.
Yeah.
Yo, and just a couple more episodes and boom, don't blink.
Yeah, you know what? I always like trying to express myself. It was hard for me. Once I got into like fighting, it got a little easier to be able to express myself and talk to people about my story. Like I said, you guys were one of the first people to give me an opportunity to do that.
That's what's up.
So I truly appreciate you guys. Then, you know, I hit that world record knockout.
Boom.
And I was trying to capitalize off of it. So we started Don't Blink Podcast. And, yeah, man, we stay consistent for 2 years. And right now we're transitioning. We're moving on to something maybe a little bigger, you know?
Oh,
yeah, you'll see.
Man,
I
got yo. We got to get you and Too Nice on.
Too Nice.
We got to get you into an episode so we could just
shoot
the shit, bro.
I would love that, man. You know, me and Too Nice we made magic on Don't Blink, man.
Hey,
so
listen,
I know
that was the perfect combo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Guys, the way that y'all gelled together, it was perfect.
Yeah. No, Limbo, you know what it is? It's like homies. It's like always watching homies.
Well, it's real.
You know what I'm saying?
You felt the real vibe out there. You know, that's what I did.
No, and thank you to Juice, my brother over here, was one of our first.
I think on number 7, I think
I
it
think
was.
So,
yeah.
That is what's up, man.
Well, who doesn't know either one of you in Miami and now on an even bigger level than that, right?
If they don't know us, they're not from Miami.
I'm saying.
Juice been doing it here. I don't want to date him, but he's been doing it here for a long time.
You can date me.
I'll tell you what, the white beard dates
him
already.
It's the white beard.
Both of you guys to this event. Oh. 305 Fest.
Listen, well, yeah. I mean, go ahead, Yuli. Go ahead.
So what brings me to 305 Fest is, you know, I got a personal invitation from Derek G. Derek G is another, you know, huge name in Miami, doing it big for many, many years. He's an innovator, a trendsetter, you know what I mean? And so he told me he was putting this together, and I said, of course, I would love to come on. You know, I got to get on stage and represent for the people. It's amazing to be in this position where I represent Miami. People see me and they know I'm 305.
Dade County.
Born and raised in the county of Dade.
Amen.
And it's amazing to be in that position. So I for sure jumped at the opportunity to be here.
Well, gentlemen, there's one thing I got to tell you about. So we have this domino set up.
Yeah.
Those are yours.
Okay.
Right? These are yours.
These are mine.
So it's my turn right now.
Okay. Oh, okay. I like this. Yeah, let's go.
Look, I don't have enough. So I got to pass to Drea.
Oh, okay.
Drea, it's you.
Por aquí siempre hay.
So this is the key, right, guys? Every person that, that shows up for the interview, they have
they
to they
to
have
play
to drop
a
one.
Round.
I love that. That's a fucking great idea. I love this.
Yeah, this is
but,
dope.
But I wish you would have played something else because I ain't got nothing over here.
Oh, so you locked in.
Yeah, I'm knocking.
So you need
you
me
got.
To throw. You got me to. All right, I'm
knock,
gonna throw.
Knocking on heaven's door.
Oh,
eso.
Lay it down.
Hey, now.
Hold up. You can't go.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. All right,
hey,
so.
What's up with y'all, man? What y'all doing to me? Hold on.
All right, pause. Hold on. So this is the moment we got to stop. So, Yuli, I got to tell you, man, I've been dying to tell you this for mad long, so I went back and started watching some of your fights. And, bro, you know what amazes me, bro? Is like, you pray with your opponent.
Yes, sir.
And that is like one of the most humblest, amazing warrior things I've seen, bro. Is that something that you only do, or do you see that behind the scenes a lot?
So, honestly, I know I've seen it before. I'm big on it because, you know, I got into professional fighting at a late age, man. A lot of people go into fights like they hold grudges or they got to try to make themselves mad at this guy or something like that. I don't. I handle it like business. You know what I mean? We're both businessmen going in there and handling business. I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to talk trash. Now, if you talk trash to me, I'm good at talking it back. But I like to keep it gentlemanlike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And after it's all said and done and we've handled it, whether I won or I lost, you know, because even before I go into a fight, my mom's a minister. I feel like I'm still on this earth because of my mom's prayers and because of God. I'm not a religious guy, but I'm very spiritual and I believe in God. So every time before I fight, I pray with my mom. And my mom, one of my mom's main prayers is that I may win, but that my opponent may make it home to his family safe and sound. You know, so that's a big thing for me. I'm trying to knock him out. He's trying to knock me out. We're trying to kill each other, you know?
Who wants to see a dead body, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But I want him to make it home safe to his family at the end of the night, you know? And that's a big thing for me.
That's huge, bro. That's huge. That's so respectable,
thank you,
man.
Thank you, absolutely.
That.
Thank you.
My man, so Don't Blink podcast.
Yes, sir.
My man, so you already know how we ran the podcast. We did it. You know, we do things a little bit differently than the norm.
Right.
You went into this, bro, and it was like you were walking into your own house, dog.
It was just an amazing setup, man. And honestly, like I said, I was trying to capitalize off my 3-second knockout and just ride that little fame wave because once it dies out. So, I go, damn, you know, a way of people to continuously see me is to make a podcast, have this on YouTube, and have something continuously going on. Where people can see my character, where they're like, oh, shit, you don't only fight. You know, at least you know how to talk to people,
I'm
too.
I'm saying.
You know?
and exactly.
And open up my character a little bit, and I got to do that with Don't Blink. I tried it out. We did, like, a mock podcast with a couple friends. I did it with a caballo and another friend of mine that have their own podcast. It worked out well. We got
How
along
many
great.
Episodes? You guys had like.
Well, yeah. Well, me and Don't Blink, we did 106 or 108 episodes.
Wow,
that many? Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's dope.
Every Tuesday, we didn't miss a beat. We were on schedule. Whenever I had fights, we pre-record. So that way, when I take my week off after a fight, it was ready to go, ready to drop.
Dope.
Yeah, and shouts out to Too Nice. He edited it. He was behind
Too
the
nice.
Editing. He was behind the dropping it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, we had everything on schedule, and that was one of my biggest things when I came into it is I wanted to be consistent. It's like TV. Like if the show ain't on after a week, next week you forget to even watch it. So
yeah.
I wanted mine to be consistent. We got a company called Its Own, and that's where we got everything. We run everything through Its Own.
Awesome. Yeah. That is amazing.
Congratulations.
Bro. Congrats, bro.
Thank you.
Big
Thank
congrats.
You. Thank you.
So we definitely got to schedule another.
Let's go.
Another round.
Before I left today, now I was going to tell you guys, I need round four, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And Juice.
Juice, my man. Yo, Juice, you've done so many things, bro.
Hey, I love you guys. I'm stepping out giving the floor to Juice.
My man. Thanks for stopping by, Yuli.
Thank you, Dre. George.
Time,
Juice, my brother. I love you, though.
My brother, always.
Yes,
always. Yo, class act right there,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying, though, man.
Listen, been the same guy since the first day I met him.
That is what's up,
don't
man.
Matter. Money don't change him. Fame don't change him. Same guy.
Juice, man. So what are you doing? Give me a quick intro to you, man.
I'm big on that. I'm big on carrying myself the proper way. You know, like my dad showed me, and in the streets too. The streets showed me. You know, I was born and raised on these streets. You know what I'm saying? From Carroll City, and I had habits, and that I've gotten rid of. It's still in, but I know how to contain it. You know, just don't cross the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a gentleman, and I respect everyone, and the way you're supposed to be. You know, you treat people like human beings. I'm big on that, but some people don't act that way. So sometimes you gotta kind of like let them know who you are.
You've seen a lot. You know, within Miami, the scene, entertainment, yeah. Music, fighting, barbershops, the whole nine.
Been around all of that my whole life.
What do you think is your favorite part about all the changes that have transpired and where we're at now?
That's a tough question because Miami's evolved so much within just the last 10 years. I mean, we would never 10 years ago be sitting here. Not here. This was the turf back in the day.
It was a hole.
This was the turf back in the day. Remember, I was raised on the streets back in the 80s.
Right.
So this was, old.
Very different.
Very different. Very different.
When you're going to drop a book?
You know what? I thought about it. I spoke to some people about it. And
I think you should, bro.
Yeah. I'm planning on, and I'm dropping it with you right now. I'm planning on my career with Major League Baseball. I feel it's winding down a little bit. I want to concentrate more on the shop and on my clients and my family.
What?
Yeah, so I'm, it's been 25, this year makes 25 years with the Marlins. Yeah, I think I'm going to step aside maybe.
Try something new?
No, but not something new, just continue doing what I'm doing, but at a, concentrate on giving it, 200% instead of, 100%. And maybe, give somebody the opportunity that I was given. I'm paying it forward. I want to pay it forward because it changed. It actually, changed my life. I was the first barber in Major League Baseball that was, considered and recognized by Major League Baseball.
Amazing.
So,
That's so beautiful that you want to pass that.
I need to. I'm not greedy. So yeah. I just want somebody to, I'm a little older in my life now. I'm 52 years old. I'll be 53 this year, and it's winding down. And I want to concentrate on other things.
Man, that's so humble.
I'm not going out with no animosity or, greed or nothing like that. I just want to pass that forward to somebody that maybe I could change their life, for the better. Like, it changed my life.
It's a beautiful
thing. I mean, it changed completely the way I thought about people, businesses, the way you act, the way you talk to people, different ethnicities, Like, completely different. Yeah, baseballer, you meet people from everywhere,
Yo, are there any players that are really hood as fuck?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, bro. Tremendously. Not as much because baseball is more of a reserve sport, what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, not that it's less hood than baseball, than football or basketball, but yeah. It is.
It's a different game.
I'm saying, that's why I
You got me. Listen, bro, it's just like big cities, you got your good spots, you got your bad spots. It's like that. You got your hood players. You got your uppity players.
Yeah.
You got people like that. There's players that change when the money hit.
Facts. So, so every year, you have this. It's the annual write out.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I remember you came out to.
I'm saying. Yeah, we did the interview. We did the photos. It was years ago, bro.
I think that was the third, man. This is the eighth.
Man, what? From when you first started doing the write. First, let's just. Drop a little knowledge on everyone. What's the write out?
The write out was started. It was started for peace and positivity.
Right.
To start the year off on a good note. Leave all the bullshit behind. Whatever happened last year. Whatever beefs y'all had.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever jealousy y'all had, or shit with anybody. Leave that shit behind. It's a new year. Let's start all over again. Start the year off on a good note. It's just the way car lovers.
Right.
We all got one thing in common that comes to my write out: cars. No matter where you're from, no matter what job you have.
You love cars?
We all love cars. Whether it's a Chevy or Cadillac or a Buick, it's still a car. And it's something that we appreciate and we like to build in our own special, our own way. And then that tries to bring, it's a little different than the lowrider scene in on the West Coast.
I think it's a lot of different, man.
It's not your regular car, man.
Yeah,
you know what? All right, I'm gonna put it to you like this. How Miami, the whole cliche, we're a melting pot.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I try to do with our cars. It's a melting pot. So you don't not only have low riders, you got dump riders. And then you got G bodies, you got box Chevys, you got truck, you got motorcycles, you got side by side, you got it all, man. Anything and everything on wheels.
All
and
wheels welcome.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. And no, it's a good time.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up.
It's a good time.
What are you up to these days, man?
Man, just working, grinding hard. I got the World Baseball Classic that I'm working. I don't know if you guys are familiar with. We got the World Baseball Classic. We're hosting it here in Miami at the Marlins Stadium.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that'll be going on from the 11th to about the 20th, the 21st.
Okay.
So Team Dominican will be here. Team Venezuela, Team Puerto Rico.
Who's your favorite?
I can't, man, because I got so many guys, you know, spread around, you know what I'm saying? It's like people ask, who's your favorite player? It's like, it's kind of tough.
You can't say.
So many guys that I got love for, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, okay, fair enough.
You know, I got my little top 3-5 guys, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, but that I hold special towards me because we have a different type of relationship, you know what I'm saying? More of a family than a client, you know, barber relationship. It's more of a family. You know, these guys come to my daughter's parties and my grandkids, and I go to their kids' baseball games. They used to come to my son's baseball. My son's 34, but by the way, now. Wow. So they used to come see him play in high school. So, it's been a long time. So
that is wild. Yeah, that's so dope,
cool, man. Yeah, it's cool, man. Like I said, man, this is great what Derek put on. Derek is I don't know if you know, but I'm Derek's grandfather.
Get out of here.
No, I'm just pushing.
Oh, I'm about to say.
That's what he says, bro. That's his fucking joke. That's his fucking joke. That's my grandfather. I'm like, man, fuck you, bro. Because he's always clowning on me that I'm old, dude.
Oh, that is just, you're
but,
so,
yeah,
you're,
no, but
you're
it's,
Derek
it's,
Granddaddy.
That Derek's my boy, and anything Derek does, I support.
Yo, so tell me, when you hear 305 Fest, what is it that comes to mind?
Man, just the unity that everybody brings in together. Listen to this, man. We just had some bass, some 80s bass right now.
That's
and now we
like,
listening
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah, that's what's
but
up.
It, you know, that's all that, but that's Miami for you, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's Miami for you. It's so different than New York and Cali and
I mean, and that's
the South.
And that's the thing, man. And I'm so glad that you're here because when you want to talk and show people, give someone some, you know, compare and contrast the Miami that used to be versus now, it's light and dark, bro. It's like night and day.
Night and day, my
completely,
brother.
Completely, man. Like night Miami's, ain't it some shit?
It's
what people are doing now
here.
That
we know, definitely
we still here.
Ain't it some shit that you could that the way people act when they're being watched? Because when we didn't have cell phones, shit was wild.
My brother, I'm gonna tell you a quick story, real quick. And I was just telling Yuli inside, and he was asking me how's the barbershop doing, this and that. And I was like, bro, the other day it was like two Fridays ago, it was fucking packed house. I got about 12 chairs, waiting area chairs.
Yeah.
And I have 11 barber chairs. Everybody was cutting. And we had all the chairs packed. We got a bench outside, a 6-foot bench. That was packed, people outside waiting. I was like, fuck, this is beautiful. I went to take a picture. Before I took the picture, I was like, I noticed something. Everybody in the waiting area and everybody on the fucking chair was like this on their fucking phones. And I was like, wow.
Whoa.
Wow. You know, that 10 years ago, wasn't like that. No, everybody, we had magazines and the interaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people, you talking about Michael Jordan's better than LeBron. Bullshit, bro. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp was a better than. And
oh,
it's the interaction.
Sean
Kemp. You know, we had different interaction back then. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, everybody's stuck on
their
fucking
phone. World.
Hey, look, I'm not knocking them, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, this is great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have.
But there's a time and a place for everything, right?
For sure. But I just think that it's just a natural habitat of people. As soon as they wake up, they're on the phone and looking. It happens to me also, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but it's great that you were doing your thing and you were like, yo, wait a minute. Now, the question is, do you think that because you could have clients sit down on the phone, you keeping them?
Yeah, for sure. The quality of work isn't going to change.
Word.
Quality of work's not going to change.
But you think that's why they're staying in their seats? Like, that's why you got have a bigger influx?
No, not really. I mean, listen, we got to roll with the punches. You know, we got to go with the flow. You know, we're active on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have, like, everybody asks for a business card. You know my business card? That's my business card right here. All I got to do is tap your phone. And it's a virtual business card.
Oh,
all
wow.
my information's on there. And as soon as I tap your phone, you got my whole complete. You got my Facebook, my Instagram, all my forms of payment. You know, you got my
very
YouTube.
Important.
Yeah, definitely so, very important.
What's this witchcraft you have on your phone?
It's called Popple.
Popple. I think I'm going to jump on this Popple train.
Hey, listen, it's better for us because we don't have to sit there and make. I mean, you meet somebody and you tell them, hey, look, check me out. Instead of giving them a business card, they still got to go punched it in and look it up on social media or look it up on a computer. This one, as soon as it pops up, you just hit it, and you see everything. It's like, oh shit, you cut tomorrow. Oh shit, you cut this guy. Yo, this
that's
your
wild,
one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's dope. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. It's fucking cool. All my YouTube channels on it, my video. It's cool, bro.
Popple.
Popple. P-O-P-L. I'm checking. I'm telling you. Once I'm gonna tap your phone. You go around tapping people from now on.
Tap my phone.
I'm gonna tap you up. I'm gonna tap you up right now. Just go on to your main page. iPhone?
No.
That's an iPhone?
No.
Okay.
So you can't do it with iPhone?
No, no, yeah. Right in the middle, I think.
He's tapping my phone, yo. So
oh,
he.
Man, oh, this shit don't make
oh
me
no.
Bad,
okay, so if it's not iPhone,
yeah.
You can't.
His phone.
Might, yeah.
His phone's
yeah, iPhone
unable to
automatic.
Read my
you have
iPhone.
Yeah.
No, I got a no? Samsung.
Oh shit, it ain't gonna work.
Oh man,
it does. You just have to enable it on your end.
You know, is it the NFC enabling?
I don't know. I don't know. I just said it says on Android you gotta fucking you gotta enable it.
I think so, but either way, man,
nah,
that's a dope idea,
dope, yeah.
Bro.
This
I think I had that shit turned off
a little bit already, right?
Today?
Yeah. Today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So actually, what? I got here. I quick little story. Derek, he wanted. You know, we got the car. You know, we got Charlie. I got Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's at home right now.
Okay.
I brought the big fella out today. I saw it's a Cadillac.
I was gonna say you brought okay. Some cars out.
Right? Yeah. I got the Cadillac out here today. So Derek was like, yo, for photo ops, I need the car. This and that. I said, yeah, I got you. And, you know, business calls, so you got to, you know, run with the money. So I had to, at 4:30 in the morning, I drove off to Jupiter. And I had to be there by
what?
6 in the morning. And I had to cut about 7-8 guys that are going to the World Baseball Classic. Pick up and run back over here, pick up my car, get dressed. And
you made it.
And
yo,
made it back
you are
over.
A good friend, bro.
Oh, come on, man. Anything for my boy DG,
come
man.
On,
that's
man.
My guy. And you know what, man? I mean, listen, word's your word, bro. You ain't got nothing to... What Al Pacino say in Scarface?
Yeah,
all you got is your
word.
Got
my balls in your
and
word.
Your word and your balls. That's it.
So what more are you expecting from this event and from the day as the night now
but I'm honestly, I'm waiting to hear DJ Uncle Al Jr.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. But when Derek told me that, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Fuck yeah, bro. I can't wait.
Yeah,
okay.
That's going
to
be
know,
wild.
We did I used to have a clothing brand and we did we were strictly against rest in peace shirts. We didn't like to do that because I feel like, you know, you're trying to, you know, the dead or whatever. It was something
well
that didn't
you.
Sit well with me at all. And so we wanted, some people were like, yo, we do some rest in peace Uncle Al shirts. So me and my partner was like, you know what, we're going to flip it. We're going to do a magazine cover. And we had Uncle Al in the front, and the magazine cover said Heads Up Clothing, which is the name
wow.
of my barbershop,
yeah,
Heads
yeah,
Up Barbershop.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was Heads Up Clothing, and it said, tribute to Uncle Al, Peace in the Hood.
What?
And we had Uncle Al in the front of the shirt.
That's dope.
So,
absolutely.
And
that
was,
bro,
I can't believe it was 2001 when Uncle Al passed, man.
Yeah.
That's a long fucking time,
that's
bro.
That's over 20
time
years
flies.
Already,
yeah,
bro.
22 years.
Shit. I know that. I interviewed Captain Crunch, his boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we were doing a... just an Uncle Al piece
yeah.
for 305 Magazine. And yo, he was incredible, man. Like, he gave us some gems, some
yeah.
stories that were
yeah.
like incredible.
Listen, I never had the opportunity to meet Uncle Al, but I was a big fan, you know what I'm saying, being from, you know, the whole Peace in the Hood. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I used to drive the cars out there through Sugar Hill, you know what I'm saying? We had Donks back in the day, too. So, you know, we already knew what time it was with Uncle Al.
That's
man.
When
it
was booty,
love.
Booty shaking and not
booty
twerking.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I try to tell
yes.
these young motherfuckers at the shop. They're like, oh, yeah, y'all were twerking. I said, no, they ain't twerk back then. They were booty shaking. They were booty shaking.
Yeah, man. Yo.
Okay.
John Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. How are
oh,
you?
Oh, fuck. Oh, he's going to have some shit there. I need a cop a book, my brother. Nice to meet you, man. Juice.
Yo, this... Put on headphones, bro. Oh, shit. Yes, man. Yo, peep this.
Right.
My
wow.
man, he used to do the cipher. I don't know if you remember the magazine, the newspaper style.
Of course.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
That he called the cipher.
The cipher, no doubt.
That's him.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's
old
him
school.
Right there, bro.
Where can I cop one of these at, bro?
So you could get them directly for me
okay.
today. Or they're online. You know,
okay.
the Miami way.
That's what's up.
And awesome. Certain stores throughout the city.
Closer.
Oh, my bad. And we got them in right here all over Wynwood. Sneaker
that's
buyers, Soul Garden.
Awesome.
Lucky Records, shout out
the
to all them.
The history of Miami hip hop, everybody.
I'm copping that.
My
I'm
man.
Copping that.
Yo, I mean, we
definitely
have two,
show support,
two legends in the building, bro. Almost died.
So good to see you.
I mean, yo.
So good to see everybody out here.
So, John, this is Juice. Juice is the official barber of the NN.
Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Juice heads up, everybody.
All right, that's what's
up.
But
I mean, like, my man is a legend in his craft, and not only that, but he does an annual write-out that's the most incredible eye candy.
My brother, just to enlighten you a little bit, we had over 800 cars this year at that event.
Wow.
Oh, 800. Listen, and we take these streets. I'm gonna show you the video if this papa wants
that
to
work
again.
That is wild, bro.
So,
that
but
is
we
wild.
Had we go through all iconic spots in Miami. We drive. We all, you know how impressive it is. People stop what they're doing. They just come out of the buildings and
yeah.
Just take, I mean, you got 800 cars just flooding the streets. We got drones flying over us.
Oof.
Like, listen, it's. I mean, it's epic. It's epic, and it's just something to bring the culture.
Is the next write-out?
It'll be January 1st. It's every January 1st.
Always January 1st.
Every January 1st.
Do you do anything like that throughout the year?
Mid-year. This year, mid-year, we're gonna do a mid-year write-out. Yeah, something small in a smaller scale, you know.
I don't think it's going to be small scale, bro.
No, I don't either. Well, you know what? It will
maybe
be.
Maybe like another 800.
It will be because a lot of people are really scared of the heat. So,
yeah.
You know, the good thing about mid, you know, the January, it's the weather's fucking great.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
rains. You know, you're in 70s, you know what I'm saying? We all got convertibles, so.
It's hot today, but we got blessed with
no
weather.
No,
yeah. You're in the best and we're in the shade right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're shade.
We are in the best spot in
like,
this
yeah,
whole
yeah,
event.
Yeah. Like my man down there, Shady Apparel. That was dope.
Yo, let me tell you, Shady Apparel, he's been in the scene for music for years.
Yeah, he was telling
every
me.
Every event.
Yo,
I had to cop a hat for him. I bought the Miami Bass hat for him.
Yo, he's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Dope as fuck.
Listen, man, as much as I can, you know, support locals, you know what
that's
saying?
What's up,
I
man. Shit.
I want everybody to come to my barbershop, you know what I'm saying?
I'm waiting for your book to drop, though.
I'm going to drop one, bro.
Bro, because, I mean.
I was talking to Giancarlo Stanton. Remember Giancarlo Stanton?
Well, now you can talk to John Cormero. That's
yeah.
Right
and I thought, we were talking about some shit, and I said, Major League Baseball, lucky I ain't a motherfucker, bro, because I'll drop a book and fuck everybody up.
Ooh.
And he was like, yeah, but you're not that type of nigga. I was like, don't fuck with me, though. I might drop
you
one on your ass.
In, you right?
I still got some of that shit in me. But nah, I mean, I wouldn't expose, you know. What's said, you know, we live by the code. What's said in the shop stays in the shop.
That's what's up.
And that's the code, you know what I'm saying? No matter what. We know who's fucking who. We know who's doing
everybody
what.
Knows
we know who's stealing from who. Stuff, and right? we just, you know what? We just keep it to ourselves. Yeah, that's just the code of the shop. Bro.
That is what's up, man, because that's, you got to respect that.
All right, listen, at the end of the day, what's said in, you know, in confidence, you know, you gotta leave it like that.
Amen to that, bro.
Yeah, if not, you're gonna see some bad times and shoot your shop up or some shit like that.
Shit.
I run and own a barbershop in the same neighborhood I grew up in. That means something that
yeah, big
my
time.
Face is clean in my hood.
That's what's up.
My face is clean. I ain't no dirty motherfucker. I ain't never did nobody over for no dope, no money. I ain't robbed nobody, so I'm always good, so. I'm big on that.
Being clean on the streets, bro.
My brother.
No one understands how the value of that.
I got A-plus credit in the streets, brother. A-plus
credit.
I don't beef with nobody. I love everybody the same way. I'm respectful, like I said. And like we were talking about earlier, how Miami's changed. And that's one of the main things in Miami nowadays. You know, respect level is not the same anymore than what it used to be back in the day.
Facts.
And I think it's a generational thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because you see it in baseball. You see it in football. You know, I got football clients, I got basketball clients, I got baseball clients, I got dope boys, I got doctors, I got postmen.
Everything.
I got everybody that comes through the shop, and you know what I'm saying? You see the difference. It's not the same no more.
What do you blame?
Social media.
Word.
How do you
I don't want to sound like an old man. I am, but I don't want to sound like an old man and be like, oh, these motherfuckers on the social media. But I mean, listen, you can be whoever you want to be on social media, but just remember, 3 years ago, your mom used to bring you to the barbershop, and she used to tell
Facts.
You what type of haircut to get, and now you're a triple OG? Nah, bro. I know who you are, bro.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
You cannot fuck with the barber, bro.
You can't. We know shit.
For real.
You we can't say shit. Nothing.
I mean, I think social media just impacted a lot of things in society nowadays, good and bad. You know, I leave it there, you know, good and bad.
I mean, it's fair. That's a fair response.
I think good and bad.
I'm with that.
And you, John?
Yeah, I mean, just in progress in general, like society, you know, evolves and all that. You know, you think about something like marijuana, right? 20 years ago, it was just a little underground movement to legalize it. Now we got medical, you know, in Florida, other states have recreational. So it's just as society evolves, it can be both good and bad, the OG was saying. But we got to make sure that, you know, we're advancing at a, like, for the right reasons, you know, like we're embracing new technology, but using it for good. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, everybody reconnects on social media, homies you haven't seen in forever. That's a good thing. But then, you know, the other part of it, the front end and the stunt, and that's the bad part of it. So, shit, my headphones falling off. My bad.
That's because you was on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
And you can't.
On the live,
Yeah, you can't. You can't like front and say like, oh, I'm gonna get off Instagram. I'm gonna get off this. Like, it's a promotional tool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I believe it's used for. You know. Like that, it should be used for. If you got like a business, you got anything.
Right.
Social media is there for you.
Yeah. And it's free advertising, man.
Yeah.
And now, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, we're the product. It's free for us, but
exactly.
They take our data and sell
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
So that's the bad part.
Yeah, but we know back in the days we had the, you know, I remember the Miami Laker used to come in and it was like, I think it was like $200 for between this area code and that area code. And it's like, bro, do people really look at this shit? But now you got social media and you can, you got your demographics you hit and it's like,
right.
Oh, this is great.
Targeted
bro.
Advertising.
You target,
all
you know what I'm saying? This is great. You know what I'm saying? And the hashtags, it's, you know, it pops, bro.
Have you, how do you look at, do you go through your analytics?
Like, what? Yes, I do.
How far has been your reach? Has left you like, what?
I did, as you remember, Jose Fernandez used to be with the Marlins and passed away. Yeah. We had just dropped the video. It was, forgot the name of the people that did the video, La Vida Baseball. And well, actually, we didn't drop the video. We had did the video a week prior to Jose passing away, and Jose was part of the video.
Wow.
And after he passed away, the video came out, and the whole Telemundo and Univision, they were putting all that out there, and they showed me and Jose, and they showed pictures, because they came on my social media. I had, you know, some of those people that had reached out to do interviews before, so they had my social media, and then they would see the pictures of me and Jose. And so it was getting blasted all over TV. And when they did that video, I think, hit like 14 million views.
Wow.
I'd walk around with ex-players at the All-Star game in 2017. I'm talking about Levon Hernandez and guys like that. And they were like, hey, Juice, can I take a picture with you? And Levon's like, man, not being guy. They're taking pictures with you and not with me? He's like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, bro, my bad, bro. But
yeah. Did you ever expect or think that you would reach that level of fame?
Never, 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 ever, ever. Like I told you, I was just a kid on the street, man, just doing bad shit, getting in trouble, and I just couldn't stay out of trouble. Just couldn't do it. Couldn't.
It's hard in Miami.
It was tough.
Day to day.
It was
you woke
tough.
Up and like,
and then you'd be like,
I need something to do.
You know, you'd be like getting your mom's car repoed, and they tow it away because you parked in a no parking zone. It's like, fuck, mom. Or you get the first phone call in the morning, mommy throwing like ice, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
it's like, well, he's coming out, how am I dying? I was like, oh, my God, bro. The worst.
That's the worst,
but
bro.
It was, you know, Miami's Miami. It's a different breed out here, bro.
Miami is a different world altogether, bro. Altogether it is.
But that just goes to show that anything can happen in Miami, right?
Anything. Anything can happen.
Shit, man. And what you got coming up now?
My brother, honestly, I'm concentrating on baseball season and my shop and my clients just keep putting out, you know, good work.
Okay.
You know, it's hard enough just to run a fucking barbershop with ten barbers, you know what I'm saying? Ten other barbers and a braider. And it's, you know, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's got different attitudes and
you
gotta treat everybody. I can't treat you the same way I treat her.
No.
And then I pat him in the back, but if I pat you in the back, it's like nothing. I gotta kick you in the
back. Patting me in the back, bro.
You know, but it's just so many different attitudes and that's where this is earned. This shit's earned.
Facts, bro.
Earned.
Facts.
I didn't have this shit when I opened up my shop 20 years ago. I did not.
Yo, and by the way, he's pointing at his
my
long
beard.
That's
the mark of wisdom right there.
I mean, he's got a white beard, bro, and it's big beard.
Somebody told me the other day, like a wizard. I'm like, what the fuck, a fucking wizard. And at Christmas time, you should do a photo shoot with like a Santa Claus with no sleeves
like
on
a
with Santa.
You're like a Miami Santa.
Yeah, fucking Miami Hood Santa shit. Yeah, riding in the dome with Santa hat on. They're like, look at fucking Santa in the dome. You know, that might be a good photo shoot.
Yo.
That might be a dope photo shoot.
We talking now, December.
Yeah, we'll tell Derek.
You heard it here first on 305 Radio, everybody.
Definitely, man.
I love it, man. Shit. You gonna stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Stick around. John.
What's going on, man?
My man.
Glad to see you.
John,
glad to see you both.
Juice, this man, I don't know if you read The Cypher back in the days.
Of course I did, bro. We was in the barbershop, bro.
Thank you.
We had not the, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, let's talk about it some more. We had the swords. We had Ozone. I mean, come on, man. We had it all,
everything.
Bro.
And that's the thing, man. Like, I was a JIT at the time. And I used to follow that shit like it was the Bible. The hip-hop Miami Bible.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
And, you know,
a lot of people don't know that Miami has a rich history of hip-hop, and I'm glad.
Big time.
Because everybody thought it was just Luke and 2 Live and
exactly.
JT, and then yeah. Trick came in and Ross, and it's like, no, bro, there's so much inside, bro. Like,
exactly.
So, oh, yeah. So much, bro.
There's so much more that, and with, especially with hip-hop, and now that hip-hop is super commercialized, and it's easy to get lost in the mix, but we've been in the forefront since the beginning. We've been in we were in the emergency room when it gave birth.
Word.
We were there.
Listen, no disrespect, and give Uncle Luke his prop, because Luke put the sex in the game. Luke fought the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, because of Luke, we got the parental guide. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Like, Luke is the pioneer. You know what I'm saying? Luke was a client of mine for a little bit also. First Kid Ice was a good friend of mine. And, you know, a lot of pictures of me and him with our UM jackets on. And,
oh, cool.
And I, you know, that's my guy, man. And so, you know
true.
What I'm saying? So definitely, you know, big shout out to Luke and JT, Poison Clan, Home Team. You know, those guys, they did it. Yeah. Come on, pick it up.
Absolutely.
Yo, pick it up,
come
yo.
On, man.
My
what
God.
Are you talking to? You're talking to OG.
Dog. My man. Yo, John, so what brings you here today, my friend? You got a new book out.
I do got a
book. The History of Miami Hip Hop, the story of DJ Khaled, Pitbull, DJ Craze, and other contributors to the South Florida scene. Bro, how long did it take you to put this information together, man?
So, all right, first of all, full disclosure, if you read the original book I put out, The Cypher, A History of Hip-Hop in Miami, that was a self-release, you know, that I did on my own, did it the old school way. But this one right here, this is a second edition, a bridge second edition of that book.
Uh-huh.
And it's published by Microcosm Publishing from Portland, Oregon. So they're taking it on to distribute it, to print it, etc. So it's a bit more national distribution as opposed to the last one that was local, just like, you know, back in the day. But this one is a shorter, condensed version of that first book I did. And so I'm here today celebrating 305 Day with the homies that I haven't seen in a while. And, you know, just giving props to everybody that's out here and everybody that's enjoying themselves and jamming to the sounds. And it's a beautiful Miami day. Like, where else could you want to be?
Amen, bro. Amen. Hey, I got to thank you for bringing this book, though. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of your work, bro.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you 100 million. You know, big time, man. And so what inspired this? When they came, you know, I get it. They came up to you. You had an offer. But, I mean, you could have taken this any direction.
Yeah. This one, the main thing is to try to get the word out more, you know, national level. You know, they have online distribution. There's a physical book that you're holding in your hand, the paperback. And there's an e-book,
yeah.
you know, for your Kindle, your iPad, all of that. So taking it to a higher level, you know, that's the main goal, and that's why I hooked up with them, because they have those resources that I don't have. So they're just taking it to a higher level and exposing our history, our culture, to a wider audience.
So,
out of everything that you condensed into this book, because we know The Cypher was very extensive, you had a lot of pictures in there, examples, tell me at least one thing that you chose that had to be in this book.
Well, in this one, in this new book, I got a bit more political towards the end, because of how we're talking about the scene in Miami is changing, but the city itself is changing. I look at Miami now, the whole of Dade County is getting gentrified. Like, it's not just certain neighborhoods anymore. Like, those days of like, they're gentrifying Wynwood, they're gentrifying Alapata, that's done.
Everywhere.
Now is the whole entire county, from Homestead up to Carroll City, you know, and that's the changes that are happening, could be both good and bad. The cost of living is, you know, through the roof. So that's I try to get a little more into like what changed and how we can try to make the scene better nowadays with the technology we have.
Yeah.
You know, digging in the crates, those days are gone. Now we dig on Spotify and SoundCloud. Same principle, just a different medium. So, yeah, she's hype. Word.
Damn, Zaza just went haywire.
But yeah, that's something new that, you know, saying, just giving an update on like what's going on in the city today in 2022, 2023.
So I don't know who that is waving at us, but hey, fuck it.
I got a fan, bro. Hey, so yeah,
I'm with it. So John, do I call you John or Omen?
It's all good, man. Either or.
My man. So as you see on this table, we have a domino setup.
Right.
Right. And this domino setup is the setup for the for 305 Fest today, right? So you see those that setup right there, those dominoes right there? It's your turn.
All right, I got you. I gotta see what's going on over here. All right.
Come on. You got it. Yeah. You got 4 or 5 on the domino table. Juice, I know your mind is already you're Rubik's cubing this sucker out. All right,
here we go.
All right. Maya. Oh, so we got a 4 and a blank on the table, kid. yo. I mean, Juice, did you already drop one? You did drop one earlier, but you stayed so you could drop another one. All right, so Juice is about to go ahead and shut this down.
Word.
Where are we at here? Oh!
The double 4.
We can't get away. So it's double 4 and a blank. I'm not. All right. So
it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to fuck up the game. I'm just going to bring it back to 6.
All right.
So now we got a 6 and a 4. Dre. Ah, Dre could go either way over here.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
yeah,
so
strategy. This is strategy.
This is like the Latino chess.
Right, for sure.
This is Latino chess. Like, how do I fuck up everybody with this game? Boom. So now we got 6s all day.
See, I'm fucked up right now.
Pause. It's per guest, bro. So you already dropped.
Oh, okay. So the next guest.
This we have to leave it at this.
Oh, I got you.
Yo, but right now it looks like it's Drea in first place. I have potentially. I think I'm about to lose, dog. But Juice, we got Juice's guest 2.
This was all messed up, 1. Man.
Papo, you're losing.
I jumped in. Yeah.
Your whole position's all gone.
That's it. It's done.
Life sucks.
Yeah, it's out of here.
All right. So. Oh. All right, Juice. Hold up, Juice. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Yo, my man, you got any last words for us?
Man,
over here, bro?
Listen, I just want to thank everybody that showed up. Look at the crowd that we got here. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on.
My man, are you down to do an episode?
Of course. Anytime.
I'm going to holler at you, man.
Anytime.
I'm going to holler at you. We're going to
Yuli just texted me. He's like, yo, your meter ran out.
Oh, no.
Because he put it in for me because he was like, I got the app. I'm going to put it in for you. Hey, your hours are up. You got to put some money in there. So I got to go get
that. My man, thank you so much
again.
For showing up, bro.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Much
a lot of love.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to see you in a little while again, so I'm going to pop one.
Thank you.
You got Zelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Look at that. Boom. Love it. Love
the
it.
Miami
thank
way.
You. Thank you, guys.
Yo, thanks a lot, Juice.
Remember New Year's Day. New Year's Day right out. Juice is official New Year's Day right out.
Juice, where can we find you on the Instagram?
Instagram is Juice, heads up with a Z.
Heads up with a Z.
Yeah, just tap my phone.
Tap my phone.
Make sure you get an iPhone, though.
That's what's up, yeah. I gotta upgrade. Nah, the Juice, yeah, thanks so much, man. My man. Double love, brother. Thank you. Yo, so, John.
Yeah, man.
So, what else, I mean, how did you, instead of writing a book about just hip-hop in general, you decided to come in with the Miami vibe, but why did you choose those particular stories?
Well, these stories are like the seed that was planted back then. You know, we were just living it. We didn't know, like, DJ Khaled was one of many, many DJs on pirate radio and at the clubs, right? So we didn't know he was going to be DJ Khaled the way we know him today.
Fact.
Right? Pitbull, he came up to me to rhyme at the outside the Publix at Town and Country in Kendall parking lot.
Get out of
here. Unknown, unsigned, he just wanted.
But how do you know to come to you?
Because of the cypher.
That's what's up.
He gave me his tape and we reviewed it in the cypher. And, you know, who knew that Pitbull was gonna be Mr. Worldwide, right?
Word.
So, like, these stories and more are in there, and it's about showing that there's no such thing as an overnight success. I mean, we all know that. But some people get the misconception that because Khaled's Khaled, that it just happened overnight, or the machine is pushing him or whatever. That dude was in the grind.
Fact.
You know? So him and many, many others. So that's the, like, the impulse for showing the book. And of course, the ones that passed away, unfortunately, no longer with us. People like Roll Up, Mike Ripa,
yes,
Uncle
man.
Al, R.I.P. You know, Oil, right? So they also contributed big time and also deserve props for what Miami's known today.
Dope, man. Dope. So what are some of the highlights in doing the research for this book, man?
Well, for me, just reconnecting with, you know, old heads that I might have lost touch with back in the day, and then also keeping in touch with the new generation. Like, I work with DJ Craze, little exclusive here, or maybe not so exclusive, but him and I working on his biography. That's
exclusive!
My next project. So we're working on his life story, Champion Sound, the untold story of DJ Craze.
Oh, God. So, that's an exclusive. I haven't heard about that.
Right.
I'm with that.
Thank you. So, and I was working like that. Then we're digging back into, like, the late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, all that story. And it's like, man, you know, being kids and having that youthful energy gave us, like, the, like, we just wanted to be there. We just, you know, it was just all around us. So, like, those are the kind of stories that are in the book, and those are the kind of stories that I want to highlight and show that there's so much talent here, and, it, you know, it's only a small sample. I know the book is called The History of Hip Hop, but it's not the exclusive, official. There's so many. Everybody that was there could write a book like this.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's just your recollections, your memories, who you knew, who you, what you were about, you know, and how you're active in the scene. That's basically what the story is.
Man, Craze. The story of Craze must be bananas, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Craze was...
Oh, I wanted to mention that. So, like, his daughter, right?
Yeah.
She's, you know, what we call Gen Z, right? The Zoomers. And Craze and I, you know, we're like, what is it? Gen Xers.
Yes.
So, like, we're in that transitional generational period. So, even I'm learning so much from Angie, you know? Just because she's out and about today in the way that I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, having that connection is good, and it helps us also with the research, because it's like, we don't just want to be the old heads talking about back in the day. We want to bring it, yeah, we're going to talk about back in the day, but we're going to bring it to the present.
Dope.
And why it matters now, right?
Exactly. Again, what I was saying earlier, how the city's changing so much before our eyes, like, it's just, it's out of control. Like,
yeah.
This shit is my bad. Oh. All right. No, but I'm saying, like, that, like, the city's changing so much before our eyes, and, like, the culture's, like, disappearing even. So that's why days like today are important, and celebrating, you know, 305 Day is important. And that's what I want to contribute to. Like, this is also a love letter to Miami, to the scene, to all the hip hop heads.
To
the culture, absolutely.
I love it, man. Yo, John, you've been so intricate to the culture in Miami, bro. And I don't know if you know it, but I mean, like, you were the outlet for so many heads.
He knows it.
You were the outlet for so many heads, bro. You hit the nail on the head at such an early stage of this whole culture that it's just incredible to see how there's always a story to be told.
Right. Yeah, so many stories. You know, like I said, this is only my story. Everybody has a story. And I wish we could hear a lot more of those stories. They're needed. You know, it's necessary. So, like, that's why I give props to y'all for doing the podcast, for, you know, keeping it going.
That's what's up.
And, you know, promoting the scene, the culture, the city. And, you know, it's, everybody's on the grind. Like, that's the Miami way. You know, that's our culture. We grind.
That's what it is, bro. How does 305 Fest resonate with you?
Like, listening, you know, to the old records from back in the day, and also the new stuff, and seeing all the mix of generations, there's a lot of families out here, there's kids out here. It's good. It's good to see that. And it's showing the cycle continues, you know. The city's changing and all that, but we still keep aspects of our culture alive. And that's why days like today are important, you know.
This is,
exactly. Absolutely. It's like, you got days like this, you got Calle Ocho, you got, you know, Music Weekend, all of that. Like, these are iconic Miami events that are celebrated. People come from all over the world for those days. They should be coming from all over the world to celebrate us, too. You know, y'all moving down here and raising up the rent, like, contribute something to the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Do something.
Yes. Yeah. Zaza, what do you think?
I concur.
Word.
That is what's up, man. That is what's up. And more so when you go ahead and you think about the city and how much has changed. Yo, you hit the nail on the head. You walk through Wynwood today, in 3 months, it's not going to be the same Wynwood.
Exactly, yeah.
Same thing with downtown Miami.
Yeah.
Downtown Miami's changed. So it's just a different monster, a different world altogether. And to preserve this culture and history, it's really important.
Yeah, look.
Just a side note, I don't know if you guys have seen the story about this gentleman that's right off of US-1 and Coral Gables behind one of the biggest developments. He has a house in the middle.
Right.
And they're trying to buy him out, and he's like, never.
Millions and millions of dollars, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what we're talking about right now, is what's happening in Miami. Like, I haven't been to Wynwood in a few months.
Right.
And just driving down, I saw so many new establishments and buildings that I'm like, when did this happen?
It's insane.
It just literally, like, the other day, I had my peoples come in from Puerto Rico, and I took them out here and went to Mr. Cream ice cream shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a week later, it was gone.
Anymore, yeah.
No, it's gone. It's closed. It's like, it's done.
It's not done. It's in, it went up north.
All right. So the location right here, like, they shut it down, you know, and I was like, damn, this is crazy.
I mean, but you know what? I got a shout out to
Mr. Cream.
No, DJ Effect. He's behind that one. So that one's really dope. But the thing about Mr. Cream, it was really dope, but he was dealt a bad hand here, and that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Wynwood floods.
Right.
So to have a business that you have to, you slush into, isn't fair. So I think that this move, although it sucks, is a better move for him. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Because anything that floods sucks. Miami state of mind, right?
But you know, at the same time, we should also celebrate and embrace, like, you know, the progress, the changes, like,
absolutely.
Hopefully the city's improved for the better, the infrastructure, you know, and we'll see, like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah,
but
we don't. We really don't, man. Shit.
What's Miami going to look like 10 years from now? That's crazy.
People have plans, but bro, plans never come out the way they're supposed to.
You seen those time-lapse videos on IG, like Brico, 2007, and then it moves around.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's wild.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would never think that the city was going to change like that.
Right.
Look at this. Yo, Super Cindy's breaking it down. There's some other chicks dancing. Yo, this DJ Entice,
it's live out here.
DJ Entice is causing havoc here, bro. That is savage.
Out of all of the people that you've seen here so far, is there anybody in specific that you're like, oh my God?
Not today yet, because, I just wandered in and, oh man, somebody like JT Money.
You know, Uncle Al Jr. is here.
Uncle Al Jr., yeah, definitely.
That's going to be
wild. Talk to him. Yeah, any other legends, of course. And hopefully we get, like, somebody that I haven't seen in forever that's been hibernating, like.
Someone that's working on some secret project.
Yeah, yeah.
That when you talk to them, they're like, bro, look what I've been doing.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, we've been here just asking everyone the same questions, man. What does 305 Fest resonate with you?
Yeah, it's like I said, celebrating the culture of the city, you know, just the vibes, like how this is a perfect, you know, sunny, it's kind of humid, our mini Florida winter's over, you know, we're back to normal. So like, this is a day to, like, with the palm trees and the music blasting.
Super
and,
chill.
Yeah, like you got the donks right outside, you know, like that's what the culture is, you know, get your drink, have a little puff, you know, and just relax.
I'm with you on that, man. I mean, and you know,
did you come by yourself? Are you here with someone?
Yeah, you know, my homeboy's coming through, and, you know, the whole parking struggle situation. Shout out Roberto.
Who's on
going
the way
on that
somewhere.
Boy, I tell you, I'm glad I got here early.
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing. That's why I got here early, too.
I got
parking,
here early
parking
as hell.
Parking
is
it's
hell.
An outrage out here, man.
It's an outrage.
I am appalled.
Yo, so doing this project with Craze now that you got coming up, how far along are you on that?
So we're about halfway done. This project's been ongoing for the past 3-4 years, mm-hmm. really. Craze is a very busy man, right? Travels a lot all over the world. So, like, when I catch him, it's like, yo, I need 2 hours of your time.
You gotta work.
Yeah, and then boom, so we just talked. At first, it was just talking, like how me and you are talking right now.
Yeah.
And then taking those conversations and building a narrative out of it, and then having stories, right? There's certain specific stories in his life that would resonate with the audience. So then picking out those stories and building a narrative, like, from his birth. Like, he was born in Nicaragua when the Civil War was just popping off down there, the Sandinista Revolution, right? So those experiences, and then him moving to Miami in the 80s and the cocaine cowboys era.
Yeah.
So like all that, you know, up to present day. So right now we're halfway done. So we want to say we're in his life. We're about the year 2003, 2004, when he was big in drum and bass and that scene. And then we'll just keep progressing until we reach the present day.
John, just so people have some context on who we're talking about. Give me a quick intro of the legend, DJ Craze.
So DJ Craze, man, straight out of Miami, straight out of, you know, La Sauceda. He, three-time DMC world champion, you know, consecutive, the first three-time consecutive.
How many people compete in that championships?
There's like at least 30 or 40 DJs from all over the world. You know, in the back in the day, before his time, you would see legends like Jazzy Jeff, Clark Kent, DJ Aladdin, Cash Money. They were competing in these battles, in the DMC, New Music Seminar, Superman Battle for Supremacy. So then Craze came along in the next generation after them and just took over and, you know, won, the first one to win 3 years in a row.
Amazing. And so he's got 12, he's got three golden technique turntables.
Six, because, you know, they just got two.
Oh, yeah, so he's got six.
And three golden mixers.
Oh, my God. Craze.
And the jacket, the DMC legend jacket.
Craze is a legend, bro. People don't realize that. We have a legend in the house, in the hometown legend.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, one of many. One of many.
Exactly.
One of
many. One so, of many. You know, we're working on his book. No release date yet. Like I said, we're still grinding it out. After that, we're going to get with an editor, and we're going to shop it to, you know, the bigger, it's all stages, you know. Like, I started self-publishing. Now I got this one with an indie publisher that has national distribution. The next step is a major or semi-major publisher that can get us that exposure.
Well, you're definitely on the way.
Shit, thank you. Absolutely, bro. Just
hustling, man. You can't stop. It's like Puff Daddy. Can't stop, won't stop.
Won't stop. And John, what keeps you motivated, bro?
Man, just like the experiences I've had, and it's like we were, you know, in our time, in our era, it was just like the city was wide open to everybody. Everything was new. You know, and now that it's established, now that it's corporate, which is good, like, I'm not complaining, it's just different. You know, we were just beginning to get our foot into that corporate door. If you remember, the Cypher was free, we gave it away.
Yes, correct.
You know, and it was thanks to advertisers, they paid for the printing costs. So we weren't seeing any money, we didn't care. Like, we were just doing it for the love.
You just wanted to get it out because
exactly.
You loved it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So same thing now, like, yeah, you know, the book's for sale, everybody got to eat, etc. But it's about showing what the culture was and how it led to what it is today.
That is what's up, man. And the culture today, Babo, it's a whole different, it's its own stock exchange, bro.
For real.
For real, for real.
You can buy shares in rappers now.
I'm saying, though. Holy shit. So, as a hip-hop fan, what are your top favorite MCs right now?
We talking DOA or all time
listening
or
to
today?
Right now?
Today.
Right now, if I go into
what
your playlist.
Right,
so I'm listening to Rome Streets. That one project just came out. Wasn't Been in a Day. Incredible. There's a Drop a Gen on a Flip on there. That's the same sample from Mobb Deep track, but this, like, the new updated version.
Nice.
So, like, yeah, I like that whole Griselda movement. You know, I listen to Conway, you know, all of them, Benny, Westside. Yeah, yeah, just a little updated, you know. Other than that, a little bit of the Spanish. You know, I'm getting to, like, the Spanish hip-hop. Like, my homeboy put me up on El Hincho from Spain. He's dope. Enciclopedia from Venezuela, he's dope.
Wow.
So, yeah, Lismar from DR, you know, she's dope. So, like, getting into that vibe a little bit, just exploring, like, because hip-hop is worldwide. Burna Boy, I like Burna Boy a lot, you know, that Afrobeat movement. And, yeah, just trying to stay, you know, new sounds and the commercial stuff, you can't escape it. You're going to hear it. So,
big fact.
Let's not even get into that.
Big fact.
Everybody knows.
You can't avoid it.
But other than that, other than the known, you know, that's what I'm into right now.
That is what's up, man. And what do you got coming up, like, in the meantime, before the Craze drops?
Yeah. Real quick, just want to give a mention that this coming Saturday, March 18, I'm going to have a book release signing party at Soul Garden right here in Wynwood. And Craze is going to be spinning there.
Oh, shit.
So Saturday afternoon, March 18, from like 5 to 9 p.m., head on to Soul Garden. You know, we'll have an open bar. And you
what time does it start?
5 p.m., 5 o'clock.
Yo, you got a pen on you?
And yeah, for sure.
You got to sign these books, bro.
So, yeah, come out for that. Come out March 18th. You know, I'll sign everybody's books. You
That's
know, come
up,
through
man.
For that. Then after that, just grinding, man. Working, you know, still working with Craze. So that's the next thing I'm
Amazing.
On.
I can't wait to see that, bro.
You're gonna have to come on the podcast and on the radio show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So you let me know. Let's coordinate.
Yeah,
let's coordinate.
Of course.
Let's make this
of
happen.
Of course. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Because we got a lot of things going on our end, and we would definitely love to have you on once again, bro.
Yeah.
You were our first episode for 305 Radio.
That is what's up, bro.
Yeah, man, I remember that. That was in downtown.
Yeah,
the
man.
Studio.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
so we bring it full circle.
And let me tell you, you were influential when I did 305 magazine because it was free.
Right.
With the same, and we didn't make a dollar.
Right.
We were about to make money, but then it fell apart.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of the same story I got.
iPads dropped. You know what I mean? But exactly, man. And that's the thing. Like, when we first started, I was like, bro, you know, let me tell you, I would love to have something like that. Like, that effect on people. You know what I'm saying? Because it sparked the culture for a lot of people, and it kept them there for it. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you, bro. The history of Miami hip hop is the latest book. The story of DJ Khaled, Pitbull, DJ Craze, and other contributors to South Florida's scene. John Cordero.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
man.
It.
Where
Shit.
Can we find you on social media and other platforms?
So at Omen305 on IG. And I also got for my publishing company, if anybody out there wants to drop a book, could be photo book, you know, fiction, whatever, any type of literature, hit up at the Cypher Press.
Okay.
And that's also, you know, going to be publishing books on that. So I'm open to receive new projects, anyone that's got any ideas, you know, graffiti, right? Graffiti books, tattoos, you know, it's whatever. Like, we want to publish local, you know what I'm saying, and give a platform, you know, to local writers and photographers and all that.
You heard it here first. The Cypher Press, bro.
Word.
Gotta
We're
definitely
very
make
excited
it happen.
For everything the future holds for you, and thank you so much for stopping by 305 Radio right here at 305 Fest Live.
I'm saying, bro, listen, I'm sorry about the dominoes.
Wasn't your hand. Sometimes, yeah, like it happens.
It just wasn't your hand.
You get dealt a bad hand.
I can't, you know?
So
next
good.
Game. Next game.
Yeah, man.
Next game.
No doubt.
But my man, I appreciate you coming out. I love the fact that you showed up, bro. I mean, it's always a pleasure to see you, man. You were an inspiration and motivation to me, man. So kudos to you.
Thank
I
you.
Love to
Likewise.
Have you on every time, bro.
Absolutely. Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah. And Dre,
thank you so much.
Grab that marker or pen. He's got to sign these books.
Yeah.
Yo, so stay tuned. We're gonna, man, we got more coming, man. It's Crazy Hood's in the building somewhere. We got Warlock somewhere in the building. Oh, I see Crazy Hood. We're gonna have Crazy Hood over here soon enough. And yo, this shit's getting thick, man. So, we'll be back in a couple, man. We'll be back.